Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, April 16th, 12 noon, broadcasting from our studios in downtown L.A., and winter is still here. I'm looking at snow right out of our studio here on Mount Wilson and Mount Baldy, and still had a great weekend of riding. Cold, and God, my legs hurt. Man, do my legs hurt. 200 miles on the tandem on the Hemet Double Century. And we'll have some banter and chatter from the Hemet Double Century, as well as some sounds from the Inland Empire 400K. Also chatting with mountain bike racer Jim at Sycamore Canyon Cross Country Mountain Bike. A little bit from little tips from world champion Allison Dunlap, also on mountain bike climbing. Compliments of AllisonDunlapCoaching.com. And the National Bike Challenge coming up. We got Andy Clark and Tim Blumenthal on the National Bike Challenge. We'll have some of that later. So let's move into some race results, starting with the Santa Cruz Classic right now. NorCal Cycling in Northern Cal Cycling News. The Santa Cruz Classic Criterium at Beech Hill, April 15th. Didn't disappoint spectators. The Velo Promo promoted event is a long-running criterium and well-deserving of the classic moniker. It's a terrific race course with a downhill hairpin turn, a long straight up and over, an 18-meter climb. That's part of Beech Hill, and a narrow rolling sweep right past the San Lorenzo River. In the men's Pro 1-2s, the well-represented team Mike's Bikes stamped their authority over the race and its outcome. McGuire Cycling Team, Team Cliff Bar Cycling, Mark Pro Strava, Fremont Bank Cycling Team, and others had two or more racers in the field, but they all had to face the seven-strong squad in the black and yellow and white kit. Notably, last year's winner in this race, James Mattis, Cal Giant Cycling, was without support from any teammates as they were training out of state, or some of them were on NCC racing duty. From lap one, Team Mike's Bikes had racers out front, first with team manager Steve Palles. And then it was a four-man break starting 10 laps in that continued this theme. And in that break were David Benkoski riding for Webcor Alto Velo, Martin Acosta, McGuire Cycling, and Team Mike Bikes pair of Andrew Gosling and James Wingert. That group dominated the middle laps of the race as the chasing field seemed unable to bring the gap under 10 seconds. Patrick Briggs of Sierra Pacific Racing and Chuck Hutchinson, Mark Prostrava, were among the racers putting in the attacks and attempting to bridge. However, it was Mattis making some bold attempts to lead the chase up to the breakaway group. But Team Mike's Bikes and the McGuire Cycling Team simply covered everything from the field, leaving Mattis to yell at other racers to help pull. Most of those efforts were to no avail, and at four to go, Gosling attacked from the break, and the other three racers from the lead group quickly fell back to the chasing pack, with Mattis continuing to lead the chase, this time to catch Gosling. The Team Mike's Bikes racer thrilled the spectators by continuing to stay out front. However, at two to go, it was clear that Gosling, although still crossing the finish line in the front, was about to be caught. Again, Mattis leading the chasing field. They came around again to take the bell and set up for the field sprint. Coming up over the hill for the final sprint, Team Mike's Bikes again had racers up the front. This time, James LaBerge took the field sprint for the win with room to spare. Hutchinson took the second step of the podium over Rainer Schaefer from Team Mike's Bikes, and Joe Dickerson, McGuire Cycling Team, secured fourth place, while Tyler Brandt made it three Team Mike's Bikes racers in the top five. Fantastic race out there at the Santa Cruz Classic. Complete details at NorCalCyclingNews.com. Got some match sprints, race results from the NCNCA at Hellyer Park. April 15th, track racing. 17 adults and 9 juniors. Turning in the fastest 200-meter TT, 11.07, Kieron Cox. Judd Kincaid with a 12.28, David Allen 12.35, and Paul Malenke with a 12.41. Two brackets. The Bracket A winners, Nicholas Oliver in first, Kieron Cox second, and Richard Rossi in third. Bracket B, Matthew Dizon picking up the win, Larry Szabo in second, Robin Song in third. And mixed juniors, 13 through 16 in third place, Miranda Riesch, second place winner, Will Wright, and your winner was Edith Lopez. And in the 10 to 12 mixed juniors, third place, Mia Spencer, second place, Niles Wesley, and your winner, Brig Wenstrand. In the U.S. Cup of Mountain Bike, U.S. Cup West, Sycamore Canyon, Fontana, Sagebrush, got a series going on, cross-country mountain biking, and they are in the middle of their series. We've got current series standings here, taking the best 5 out of 7 events. We're up to event number 4, 3 events to go. Men's Pro, sitting in third place out of Trek Canada, Peter Glassford. Sitting in second place, running for SDG Felt, Jason Siegel. And sitting in the lead right now, your leader, riding for Ellsworth, Miguel Valdez. That's a pro men cross country U.S. Rock and Road. Category 1 men, juniors, 17-18, Keegan Swenson in the lead right now, riding for Cannondale Factory Racing. Cat 1 men, juniors, 15 to 16. Christian Husband is sitting in the lead. And in the men's masters 30 to 34, category 1, holding that lead right now from Aliso Viejo, Ted Willard, followed by Griffith Vertican, in a very hotly contested series in the cross country. Category 1 men's 45 and over, Mike Heilman holding the lead right now. Cat 1 men's 50 to 54, John Biron riding for Platinum Performance Show Air. In the 55 to 59, riding for Platinum Performance, Dean Swank is currently leading the series, just barely over Randy Lichty. Randy riding for Aqua Aldui San Diego Bike Club. That should be a hotly contested series as it continues. And in the Category 2 men's 35 to 39, riding out of Newbury Park, Chris Layton is in the lead in the series. Category 2 men's 40 to 44, Universal Cycles, Kevin Jackson is your series leader currently. Category 2 men 45 to 49, Fast Fridays, Mark Avery is in the lead. And in the Clydesdale Category 2's Masters 35 plus, Noel Tabber riding for Aqua Aldui San Diego Bike Club, just barely holding a lead over Show Air Rock and Roads' David Lee Ants. For full details on the U.S. Cup and standings, uscup.net is the website to go to for that. U.S. Cup event number 4 at Sycamore Canyon. Cat 3 men's 15 and 18, Tom Foudy, who's your winner. Cat 3 men's 19 to 24, Danny Martin, riding for Big B&G Riders. Cat 3's 45 to 49, Mark Tucker, taking that win. And in the Clydesdales 35 plus, Category 3, Thomas Foudy. Junior men's 10 and under. Dylan Eaton from Show Air, Rockin' Road. Junior men's 11 to 12. Christopher Paulvoord taking that win. Junior 13 to 14, Jason Routon, riding for Montrose Bikes. And the junior women's 14 and under, Brenna Pratt. And in the category two men's 14 and under, Sean McElroy taking the win for Team Specialized. Junior men's 15-16 Cat 2, Zach Baker taking that win. Category 2 men 19 and over, Nathan Jackson riding for Universal. Brody Stringer was your winner in the 25-29. Brian Slams picking up the win in the Masters 30 and over in the Category 2s. Men's 35-39, Norm Carter taking that win. Men's 40-44, Scott Platt. And in the men's Cat 2, 45-49, Mark Avery, riding for Fast Friday, was your winner, with a time of 1:14.16. Category 2 men's 50-54, Dave Colt-Burtonson, riding for Platinum Plus. Masters men's 55-59, James Routon, riding for Montrose Bikes, in the Cat 2, taking that win. And in the Category 2 men's 60 and over, Jannik Oster, taking that win. Junior men's 19-24, category 2s, 3s, Danny Martin.
I crashed them.
Did you?
All right, Kill Radio. We've got a caller now on the line here. Let's see if we can get her mic'd up. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Barely. Hold on. There we go. Okay. Hey, this is Joy, right?
Yes, this is Joy McCullough.
All right, and you're calling about Redlands.
Talking about the Team Redlands Women's Cycling Clinic.
Mm-hmm. We're holding that in conjunction with the weekend's racing going on in Southern California, the LA Circuit race. And so tell us a little bit about the clinic.
And like women's cycling to 100 applicants or entrants, and it's geared to basically all cyclists. Like, as you said, it's in conjunction with the LA Circuit race on Sunday, mm-hmm. So we'll have Category 3 and 4 racers at the clinic, but also we have recreational cyclists and people that are now getting into the sport at the clinic as well.
All right. So it's 2 days, and he got celebrity instructors or anything like that. Who's your instructors?
Well, this year we have Greta Neiman, and she's a Paralympian, and she rides for XG 2012 Professional Women's Cycling Team, which is the biggest women's team in the country.
Fantastic.
And she's going to the Paralympics this year for cycling. And also we have Sheree Grunfeld, who I believe is the record holder for the fastest time in Ironman for age category. And I know she's over 60, and she's local here in Redlands, and she has a really great foundation for helping getting kids into sports here in San Bernardino. So, pretty cool lineup of people that come and help. We also have Patty Peoples, who's the world champion in duathlon right now, mm-hmm. or in biking. It goes bike, run, bike, and so she or run, bike, run, something like that. But, so yeah, we got some great ladies coming out to help with the clinic.
All right. Now, how long has this clinic been going on? Is this an annual thing, monthly, or how often is this going?
Annual. This is the fourth year, and so it's kind of, it's growing a lot and morphing a lot. So we keep trying to, have different presenters and have different skill clinics. What happens on Saturday is we break it into, when you enter the questionnaire as to what your skill levels are, what you want to learn, and what you want to develop, and then we break the athletes into those specific categories, and so then they get to learn, on the bike skills, like, getting your water bottle, all the way up to, we take a race group and teach them kind of some crit tactics and what would happen in a race scenario.
Wow, fantastic. Fantastic. All right. And women that want to sign up for this, how do they find out more information about this?
You can go to SoCal Reg, actually, is where we're doing the registration right now. And but you can also go through teamredlands.com, which is our website, and there's a link on there to the SoCal Reg site where you just go through, and that's how you do the registration process. And it's also on our Facebook fan page, so it's Team Redlands again. You can just like that page, and there's the flyers right there on the wall.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, that's some really good stuff you're doing. So we appreciate people doing clinics like this, helping out the racers in the community. And thanks a lot for calling Bike Sport Radio.
Well, thank you, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks for the support.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
All right. Redlands, teamredlands.com for details on the Redlands Women's Race Clinic, Road Cycling Clinic, coming up on April 21st and 22nd. That's this weekend in Southern California. All right. Back to more upcoming events. The Santa Barbara Bicycle Coalition is hosting their Education Committee meeting coming up Wednesday, April 18th at 7 p.m. Be sure to join them if you're in the area and help shape the policy of safe routes to school and Bicycle Coalition education programs. Everybody's invited to participate in their discussions and share your ideas. That's at the Santa Barbara Bicycle Coalition Education Committee meeting. And that'll be on Wednesday, April 8th at 7 p.m. at BC Centro, 601 East Montecito Street. And if you want to find out maps and details and information about the Santa Barbara Bicycle Coalition, visit BC Centro, that's BICICENTRO.org. And in Southern California, coming up Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, the SCNCA is hosting a Category C Officials Seminar in West Covina, California. That's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're interested in becoming an official, this is the seminar for you, covering general regulations, track, road, and cyclocross and mountain bike racing as well. You don't need to review UCI rules. This is for local officiating only. Instructed by UCI Commissaire Marilyn Allen. That's Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, allen.ranchita@gmail.com. Again, that's coming up on Cinco de Mayo at the Roadway Inn near Fairplex in West Covina. And also coming up in Northern California, Tuesday night track racing promoted by Sprinter's Lane Bicycle Racing Products. The first, third, and fourth Tuesdays of the month, and also the Berkeley Bicycle Racing Club is promoting the second Tuesdays. Only $15 per night, and juniors always race for free. Rental bikes only $5. Gates open at 6 p.m., and racing starts at 7 p.m. Men's category 4s, 5s, 3s, 4s, and 1s, 2s, and 3s. Scratch races, points races, chariot races. And this is an ATRA racing event, so no USA Cycling license is required. Visit RideTheTrack.com for full details on the Hellyer County Park Velodrome Tuesday Night Track Racing Series. And coming up on April 22nd, the Bahati Foundation presents the LA Circuit Race, 18th annual, also sponsored by Spy Optic and Synergy Cycles. The LA Circuit Race is on the north side of LA International Airport, on Westchester Parkway. Race winners' jerseys this year for all category winners will be provided by Pactimo. And Show Air sponsoring the junior categories with some additional cash prizes. And also a big welcome to the Women's Cycling Clinic, brought to you by Team Redlands, who's also pumped up the Women's Cat 3-4 prize list to $250 cash plus $450 merchandise, for a total value of $700. This is for the women's category 3 and 4. They have a women's clinic going on this weekend as well. And the Bahati Foundation and Bahati Racing will be hosting a men's race clinic right before the Beginners Cat 5 race at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Visit backontrackproductions.com for all details on the LA Circuit race. And also another new feature added is the fitnesschiropractic.net single speed category. That's at 11:30, single speed category, with single speed freewheels and single speed fixie guys out there. So that should be an awesome day. The LA Circuit Race. Visit backontrackproductions.com again for that. And the Mariposa Women's Stage Race, coming up May 11th through the 13th, brought to you by Velo Promo. May 11th, 12th, and 13th in the Mariposa area, that's Northern California, Golden Chain Cyclists and Velo Promo. Registration starting at 11 a.m. for the TT time trial on Friday, May 11th. Women's Category 1-2 Pros, and separate Women's 3s, separate Women's 4s, and three Masters Women's Categories as well. Online registration available at bikereg.com. Mariposa, that's a tourist town up in the north, and it's in the foothills of the Yosemite area, Yosemite Valley. So be sure and get your hotel early for the Mariposa Women's Stage Race. All right, and for mountain bike racing, the Rockhopper Mountain Bike Race, brought to you by Monticello Cycling, May 12th. Racing begins at 8 a.m. Super D Racing, cross-country mountain bike racing as well. And you can find out full details on this at Monticello, that's M-O-N-T-I-C-E-L-L cycling.org. The Rockhopper Mountain Bike Race up in Northern California. This is both a cross-country race and Super D at Lagoon Valley Regional Park. That's in Vacaville, Northern California. Vacaville, Rockhopper Classic Mountain Bike Race. For more details on Northern Cal Racing, visit ncnca.org, and in Southern Cal, visit scnca.com as well. All right, we got some sounds from out in the events in Southern California. Sycamore Canyon Cross Country Mountain Bike Race. I had a chance to talk to Racer Jim, one of the cross country mountain bike racers, post race. Racer Jim. Just an ordinary guy. Let's hear what he had to say after the Sycamore Canyon mountain bike race, cross country. Do a post race here next to James, right? Or Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
Jim, hey. What cat are you doing today?
Cat 2 single speed.
Cat 2 single speed, right on. How do you think you did?
About in the middle, about where I usually am.
Okay, okay. That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's middle of the pack, okay. That means you're right where you should be.
Yeah.
Cool. What'd you think of the course?
I like the first half. I like the second third. The middle third is a little challenging for me.
A little rock. Grinds on the rocks.
I don't mind the uphills. I enjoy those. Mm. It's the downhills I don't like.
All right.
Or the drop-offs.
Sycamore Canyon out here in Riverside on Bike Sport Radio. All right. Anybody you want to thank for being out here? Or just glad to be out here.
New Vision Cyclery.
New Vision Cyclery. That's who you ride for.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. How do you find out about them? Are they on the web?
Yes.
New Vision Cyclery. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Good job today on the race. Thanks for being on Bike Sport Radio.
Thanks.
Okay. And we got sounds of the Hemet Double Century, Inland Empire 400K, also some tips on mountain bike climbing for world champion Allison Dunlap. So sit back and enjoy some of these on Bike Sport Radio.
Welcome to the 2012 Get Up and Ride National Bike Challenge. I'm Tim Blumenthal, head of the national bike nonprofit Bikes Belong.
And I'm Andy Clark, president of the League of American Bicyclists.
And we partnered with Kimberly Clark and Endomondo to sponsor this year's National Bike Challenge.
The Get Up and Ride National Bike Challenge is a simple and convenient opportunity to encourage cycling. If you participated last year, welcome back. If you're new, we're going to tell you how it works. First, Tim's going to tell you some of the great reasons to enjoy cycling.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, Andy. When people ride bikes, great things happen. But bicycling is really good for your wallet, really good for your waistline, and it saves money both for individuals and for our country. And the challenge aims to encourage more people to ride bikes more often for any reason.
And to participate, all you need to do is register on this site and then start logging your miles and rides. The more miles you ride and log, the greater your chances of winning some great prizes. So we want you to encourage your friends, your family, your neighbors, anyone that you can think of to get out and take on the National Bike Challenge.
So that's really it. And thank you for joining us in creating a better world through bicycling.
Hi, I'm Allison Dunlap, and welcome to Tips from a World Champion. Now that winter's here, this is a great opportunity to get to practice some of the technical mountain bike skills that you'll use on the trails when the weather improves and the snow melts. This is a great opportunity to work on just some of the basic core concepts of mountain biking. Whether they're brand new to you or whether it's review, I think it's important to come out and just make sure that you know what you're doing and that you're doing it correctly. What I want to show you today is two things: how to ride your mountain bike up a steep climb and how to get started on a steep climb. So say you're riding up some steep hill, you spin out, you have to stop. How do you get back on your bike and get going without having to push your bike all the way to the top? So what I'll first talk about is just riding your bike up a steep hill. So there's three problems that we run into when we're climbing a really, really steep hill. The first one, and I'm sure you've all experienced this, is as you're riding up a steep hill, especially single track, you find it really hard to keep the front wheel going straight. I know for myself, the front wheel drifts. Sometimes it'll go side to side, and eventually that's going to throw you off and cause you to unclip. The second issue is traction. Do you ever find that when you're climbing a steep hill, the back wheel spins out? That's also a problem that we have to deal with. The third issue with steep climbing is the front wheel tends to pop off the ground, tends to bounce or come off the ground. Especially going up really, really steep stuff, it can be very challenging to keep the front wheel on the ground. So those three problems, I have three solutions, of course. When you are climbing, the way to keep the front wheel on the ground is to drop your chest down towards your stem. So instead of climbing a hill like this, you're going to bend your arms and you're going to lean forward. You can see how close you can bring your chest to your stem and handlebars. The steeper the hill, the more you will have to exaggerate. To keep the back wheel from spinning out, what you're actually going to do is, instead of sitting on the saddle, like you normally do, you're going to slide your butt forward and sit more on the nose of the saddle. What this does is it shifts the weight from kind of back here to more centered on the bike, and that's actually going to give you better traction. Another tip that will help you is, as you're leaning forward, notice my elbows. If I have my elbows out like this, it's very hard to maneuver the bike. What you want to do is drop those elbows down, bring them down close to your chest, look up the trail. That's going to eliminate that third issue of the bike doesn't want to go straight. The reason the bike doesn't go straight is because your eyes are looking straight down at your front wheel. In mountain biking, most of our difficulties stem from the fact that our eyes are looking too close to the front wheel. You want to lift the head, look at the top of the hill, drop those elbows, drop the chest, and scoot forward on that saddle. Those three things together are going to let you ride up that hill much better than probably what you were doing before. So let me just demonstrate. So my elbows are down, my head is up, I'm sitting forward on the saddle. Except for the snow on the ground, I wouldn't be able to ride to the top. So those things are going to help you ride up steep hills and be a lot more successful. Now I want to show you what to do if you're halfway up a hill, you spin out, you had to unclip, and now you want to get going again. So let's go back down here to the bottom. All right, so you're partway up your hill, you want to get going again. The normal way that we get started on a trail is we swing our leg over, we clip one foot in, and then we push off with that other foot, sit on the saddle, and then pedal. But look what happens on a steep hill. You can't get enough momentum with that leg in the pedal in order to get enough speed to get your butt back on the saddle. You either spin out, or it's so steep that there's just not enough time. So what you're going to do instead is look at the trail and look for something that you could stand on. It could be a rock, it could be a root, even the trail. If the trail is kind of carved out on the edges of the trail that are a little bit higher, you can stand there. So I'm looking around here, there's not a whole lot to stand on, but the trail is a little bit higher here on the edge. And so I'm going to use this as the place that I'm going to stand. So once you find the spot, look at the trail. You want to make sure that there's not a lot of rock, not a lot of debris, because again, you're looking for the best traction that you can get on this climb. So find a place, you set your bike down. Because you're on a steep hill, you're going to want to grab your brakes so the bike doesn't go backwards. Okay. Then what I like to do is swing my leg over and straddle the bike. All right, get your brakes on. Now, you're gonna stand on whatever it is, the cheater rock, the cheater's log. Here, I'm just gonna stand on the higher part of the trail. All right, maybe this is a little better. Okay, now, with the other foot, I'm gonna clip in. Here's the most important part of this move. The reason that I have you stand on a cheater rock is so you can actually get your butt on the saddle, okay? The reason for the rock is this is a pretty long reach. When you're sitting on your saddle and your toe is on the ground, you're pretty extended. So anything that can bring that foot a little bit higher is gonna make you feel a little bit more balanced, a little more stable. So I'm sitting on the saddle, all my weight is on the saddle. That's super important. The foot that's clipped in is in the power position. So just a little bit forward of horizontal. Brakes are on. Now we're going to go into that same position that I just talked about for climbing steep hills. You're going to lean forward. You're going to drop those elbows. You're going to scoot forward a little bit on that seat, and your head's going to be up. You want to look where you want to go, okay? Once you're in that position, you're going to push with the leg that's clipped in. You're going to push with your toe. This foot's going to step on the pedal, and you're going to start pedaling in a nice smooth circle. What you don't want to do is, bam, push down super hard and cause the back wheel to spin out. Even though it's a powerful motion, it's very, very smooth and controlled. You keep that head up, and even if you can't get your foot clipped in, it doesn't matter. Keep pedaling. You may not get your foot clipped in for a couple pedal strokes, and that's all right. Just don't give up. Keep pedaling and look where you're going to go. So when you do that right, it should look like this. So I'm forward, elbows down, look at where I want to go. I push. So those three techniques for climbing a steep hill and then finding a cheater rock to get your foot on something so that you can start on a steep hill in the middle are going to help you be a lot more successful and hopefully keep you from having to push your bike more than you need to. So good luck, have fun, happy trails, and enjoy this wonderful winter weather.
Yeah, all right. Allison, thank you. Allison Dunlap. Allison Dunlap, coaching.com, and she's a mountain biker, world champion. Credentials on Allison Dunlap. Talking about winter weather still. Yeah, we're still having winter weather in California. So, all right, more sounds from the field out in the bike racing community. What's up next?
This morning it seemed like you felt okay, but then I got about a half.
Staging at Sycamore. We're sitting here at the staging area. There's a big transport plane taken off from March Air Force Base.
Wow.
Hi, Kevin.
Bringing home the troops, I bet, huh? No, no such luck, huh? Yeah, that's bringing home the troops, right?
Wow.
Did you ride that first part?
Yeah, I did. I rode the first single track and the little roller coaster downhill. That's cool. Yeah, I like it. It's a little early in the course. I think there's going to be some traffic there.
Yeah.
But I didn't ride the rest of the course, so I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah, because that last lap is so pleasurable. I tell you.
I feel so terrible. Today it doesn't matter. I'll be riding by myself anyways by the time I get to the second part of the course. So. Did 126 mile ride yesterday.
So. You're not supposed to do that.
I know. I'm not taking this season seriously.
Pretty much, yeah, like all the way out to 70 or 91.
So you're going to go in front of me right away?
Go when I go.
You'll go when you go?
Put you on a lap after you bring on a lap.
It's nice and wide for a while here.
Yeah, we had to finish that first.
Yeah, it's a little high. Yeah. You can pass me on the bumps then. With the tire pressure I got, I'm going to be bouncing all over the place.
Lower your front tire pressure.
All right, Cat 2 men 50 to 54 and 55 to 59, staging up now on Bike Sport Radio.
I don't want to jump in that group though.
That's great. See, Tanner. Great.
Sycamore Canyon Classic, brought to you by Kenda. Sitting here at the start line, ready for the staging of the Category 2 Sport Cross Country. This is event number 4 in the U.S. Cup Series. And you're here with Bike Sport Radio, and I'm Brad to the Bone.
Yesterday?
No, actually, I'm doing a recording for Bike Sport Radio, but you're just in time. I'm here with Sean from Big Orange. How are you doing the standings, by the way? You know how you're doing the standings? Yeah, for the series? Or?
I don't know for the series. The magic number for me is 15.
15?
So 15
cool.
Vale Lake, 15 Benelli, and we'll see today.
All right.
Probably 15.
Cool. And you're in the 40 to 44s, right?
40 to 44s, yep.
Right on. Go Big Orange. All right, good luck to you today.
Cool, thanks.
400K ride. We are encountering some traffic here at the start. It's cold. Today's 400K is from, where are we? somewhere in Orange County, heading out to Redlands and back to Oceanside by a Hemet with about 15 riders, including Willie on the banana bike. One of PCH Randonneur rides brought to you by Channel Islands Bike Club. Back to you later. Bikesport Radio's here at the Magic 100 miles. Woohoo!
Say woohoo.
Yay!
On this fucking steep climb here in the heat. Where are we? Redlands. Redlands Avenue?
It's very hot.
It's hot out here.
It's 7% grade.
7%?
For 5 miles.
Okay, on the 400K. Encountering some wind too, but 100 miles and 150 to go here on Bikesport Radio. All right, Bikesport Radio is here at the lunch break now at what mileage? 129 or something, 126? And at least we've assembled a small crew of, scraggly crew of survivors. Brenda, Marty, and Gary, San Diego Bike Club, and we're at the Subway Sandwich here. How do you feel?
Great.
Really? Liar.
I do.
How come I feel horrible? All right, I was shaking. I feel better after I've eaten lunch.
Right,
now, so.
We needed that. Yeah. We waited a long time. It's 3:30, 4 to 4 in the afternoon.
Oh my God, is it?
Probably. What kind of temperature do you think it is? 80. It's desert
80
weather.
80 degrees, yeah, out here. Marty, this is, how many times have you done this before?
This ride?
This kind of riding? This kind of riding.
This kind of ride. I don't know. I think this is probably my third SRC.
Right on.
Yeah. It's fun. Except when I get tired.
We do it because we can.
Yeah.
All right. Well, looking good. We'll be finishing around midnight probably, maybe later. So we'll be coming back to you on Bikesport Radio later here on the 400K PCH Rando Ride. Bikesport Radio is here at the Hemet Double Century 2012. In the lunchroom, listening to some of the banter and chatter.
That'd be worth it. I was thinking of 200.
That 10 states that you've done what? Ridden 200 miles in?
Well, yeah. Or I've ridden in like Perusa. You ride in, they have like a little contest. If you ride in 10 states, you get this, some distance award or something.
Oh, 10 states in 1 year?
Well, 10 states like for, you know, whenever you start. So I have 8 states right now. And if I wouldn't have crashed in Boston, I would have had. But I crashed. I know. You've been awful. That's cool.
Sweaty. Sweat-coated phone.
Yeah, that little award that you can get. That's kind of cool with the little thing. Oh, yeah. The cube. The cube. I have that. Yeah, you don't. You can only get it one. I know, isn't that cool? Like a crystal clue.
You think his wheel's going to make it? His wheel's really wobbling.
Good.
Brian?
Do you think it'll make it? I probably should have taken my jacket off so I can dry a little. But I don't think I am going to shit anymore.
It's not going to get much warmer, I don't think.
I don't think so either, because it's so cloudy right now.
Yeah, it's not going to be much warmer.
Yeah, so it's 12:18.
It's really not a bad temperature, it's just about right.
Potato salad.
Okay, just get Carolyn and you'll do it.
As I said, I need to get older. If I get lost, then it's gone.
Oh, yeah, he's debating whether to go back out for the next 100 miles. They're on tandem.
All right, we'll be coming back at you later on Bike Sport Radio.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Yep. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio today. And that website for the National Bike Challenge was endomondo.com. Be sure to check that out. And we'll be talking to you next time at Bike Sport Radio. Thanks again.